Bette Midler called anti-trans after bashing terms like people with vaginas, don't let them erase women. By David Ng on July 4, 2022. Bette Midler has angered one of her most loyal fan bases, the LGBTQ community, after she criticized terms like menstruator and people with vaginas, saying those terms serve to erase women. The Hollywood star appeared to be completely ignorant of the left's embrace of radical transgender ideology, under which the term woman has become taboo in many situations because it excludes transgender men. On Sunday, Bette Midler, who apparently never got the memo, attempted to rally women to her side by condemning terms like birthing people, menstruators, and people with vaginas, saying they rob women of our name. Don't let them erase you, she wrote. Every human on earth owes you. Midler's comments were remarkably similar to those made in a New York Times op-ed this weekend, in which columnist Pamela Paul claimed that the far left and far right both agree that women don't count. Paul argued that among leftists, even the word women has become verboten. Previously a commonly understood term for half the world's population, the word had a specific meaning tied to genetics, biology, history, politics, and culture. No longer. In its place are unwieldy terms like pregnant people, menstruators, and bodies with vaginas. Midler's tweet backfired badly on Sunday after followers accused her of denigrating transgender people and of making anti-trans comments. The ensuing woke lash came swiftly and without mercy. Bette Midler received positive feedback from at least one prominent name, Harry Potter novelist J.K. Rowling, who signaled her approval by liking Midler's tweet. Rowling has earned the enmity of transgender activists who have repeatedly attacked her for arguing that gender is based in biological sex, and that transgender women aren't the same as actual women. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.